It's me, it's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, we've got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Happy New Year to all of you listening in on Talking Fast. And if you guys are a fan of the NFL, like I am, and if you're watching on YouTube, you see I have my Cleveland Browns jersey on because it is officially playoff season. And the Browns are in for the first time in 18 years, and I cannot tell you how excited I am about this. But, of course, if you follow me on social media, at Sassy Steffi on Instagram and Twitter, you know that I have been abuzz about it all week, and I'm super excited. And I'm not going to get too much into that because it's all about pro wrestling here today. But I just want to say how excited I am about playoff season. So anyway, also speaking of social media, don't forget to go check out my Patreon. It's a new year, which means new content for you guys. So make sure you go subscribe, patreon.com/sassysteffi. Lots of great content there. Of course, at the beginning of the month, you get all the good stuff coming up this month once it comes out, as it's coming out. And then if you subscribe, you also get all my beautiful content that I put out in the previous month. So make sure you go and check that out. And today, so cool, I got an amazing guest for you guys again. She is a former NWA World Women's Champion. You can currently see her kicking ass every Wednesday night on AEW, and I mean literally kicking ass. And on February 6th, you can see her in her first ever cage match, as she is the owner and promoter of Mission Pro Wrestling, and she's going to be taking on Allison Kay in the cage for the very first time. I can't wait to see it because it's going to be a knockout, drag-out fight between those two. And, of course, I love them both, so it's going to be very hard for me to pick.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends, so for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watching on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
But on to today, she is La Mera Mera. This is Thunder Rosa. Welcome to Talking Sass, and today I have the one, the only Thunder Rosa. Good morning, or buenos dias.
Hi. Buenos dias, everybody.
That is the extent of my Spanish from high school. I apologize.
It's all good. I'm not tripping.
All right. Awesome. Well, I want to talk to you because you've had so many amazing things going on in the past year or so, and I'm just, so much to cover, and I don't want to take up too much of your time today. So 2020, big year for you professionally and personally, and you became a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, I became a U.S. citizen in February 2019, so it's been a year and some change.
Mm-hmm.
And, becoming a U.S. citizen for me was, like, one of the biggest things. It's so funny because, like, I was looking for something in my purse, and I still have the sticker that I voted. It was my first time ever in 34 years that I voted. Even when I was in Mexico, I never voted in Mexico. So this election was really, really important for me because of everything that was happening in the world. And it was, like, one of the hardest things I've ever done, believe it or not. I was, like, there. I'm just like, it's just so hard.
But, I mean, that's great. Your first election. I know a lot of people, you know, they have their own personal opinions about all of that good stuff. But, I mean, we're going to have a new president coming in very soon. So that's kind of exciting. But let's talk more about 2020 because you became a citizen and then you held 7 championships at that time. I watched your speech that you gave, that you put up on your blog, on your YouTube, and it was so inspirational. Like, the things that you talked about, like, going in and becoming an American citizen and the things that you've worked towards this entire time is just amazing. So since then, obviously, you became NWA champion at one time by beating Allison Kay last year. And then you debuted on AEW. I mean, and you have Mission Pro going on. Girl, your schedule is just, like, crazy.
It is crazy. As you can see how I look. I have to wake up every morning between 5:30 and 6. Otherwise, my day just, like, it's just bad. It's really, really bad. And, like right now, it's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go and get ready, and I'm going to put some makeup on. But I'm like, I didn't want to be late because, like, I respect your time, too. And, yeah, guys, this is me. This is me 90% of the time. This is how I look 90% of the time because I'm working all the time for X, Y, and Z. And with all the good things that happened this year, the popularity has risen. So that means my merchandise sales have risen too. So mm-hmm. it's been really difficult to, like, keep up with all of that. But again, I'm super blessed, like, to see the checks that come in every week from my merchandise sales, and that I am the one who can take, like, you know, 100% of the profits, because when we use, like, third party, sometimes we don't get all the profit.
Right.
And I mean, at this time with how things are, I need to make sure my family gets fed, you know, so I'm really thankful for all the fans and all the support.
That's amazing. Now, I mean, you and Allison Kay, because you beat her for the NWA championship, you guys seem to have, like, this extended feud going on through multiple promotions. In fact, I just realized yesterday, Mission Pro, which is a promotion that you help to own and run and do everything, it was officially announced you and her are in a cage match on February 6th in Buda, Texas.
Yes, I accepted the challenge yesterday. We Love Wrestling interviewed me for like 10 minutes and they're like started talking about it. So yes, I accepted the challenge. I will be posting an official statement later on this week talking about how this is going to work. But, I mean, again, she feels like she needs to be on my business because this year we were supposed to have a 3-way with Melina, her, and I for the Crockett Cup show, and mm-hmm. it never happened. So, I mean, I don't know if you read her Twitter, her tweets and stuff. One time I put something of lifting, and then she said that I am, like, so egocentrical, that everything's about me, blah, blah, blah. So she's, I mean, evidently, she has some sort of beef with me, and I think that she, I mean, I don't want to say this, but I'm going to say it anyways, because I said it to her. Like, she's envious of my success,
mm-hmm.
you know, because even though, you know, we didn't have NWA, the show, I was able to achieve some stuff, and not by talking shit, but by really, like, putting the work in. And I think she got a little salty right there, and then she I think she felt like that she needed to do that but we'll see. We'll see what happens February 6th.
Well, yeah, definitely. And I mean, this show, you guys just had a show recently, like a couple weeks ago now. And I mean, you guys seem to be constantly building and doing all sorts of great things to put women's wrestling on another platform.
Yes, yes, we are. And that's the goal. I think the goal is to educate, to empower, and to allow women to be themselves. And I think that's very important because I feel like for so long, there's like such a thin line for us women that we can't cross sometimes. Because if you cross it, you can be labeled as this and that and that and that, you know, because, you know, this business has been run for men, by men for such a long time. And they are the ones who set the rules. So I feel like if we allow our women to be themselves, to own their sexuality, to own their own persona in their own way, and we teach people to respect that, we're going to make a change. But in the meantime, it's going to be hard because, like, we are challenging the status quo of society, and we're challenging the status quo of the wrestling business. Like, to me, it's like I've seen in years, it's, like, so interesting how our sexuality has been exploited by men for them to, like, sell their bras and panties, like, the strip, like, strip down. But then when a woman is trying to do something similar, or they're like, you know what, I'm just going to do it because I want to do it, they're like, whoa, what's going on? You know, it's just like, well, she's allowed to do it. You guys did it before, but now because she's independently doing it, now you are, like, saying that that's wrong, you know? So that's, like, the, like, very thin line. But I always tell the girls, like, you guys do what you want to do, and it's on your morals, and it's on your limits, and it's your boundaries. And you have to learn how to have boundaries and how to set your boundaries. If you feel comfortable, you can do it. If you don't do it. It's always like that.
Yeah, I think it's totally a double-edged sword. And, I mean, there's outside of wrestling that goes on, too, because if you're thinking about, like, for example, there was a story in the news not that long ago that there was a nurse who was on OnlyFans.
Yes.
And she got fired because she was posing however she wants in her own free time in whatever she wants to wear. And I just find, like, society's double edge here for women is just ridiculous. Like, it's okay if a man demeans you, but if you decide that you want to pose and be beautiful in your bra and underwear, then that's totally not okay.
Yeah, and it's just, again, I guess with the pandemic, a lot of that start coming up, like all the OnlyFans and the very adult content for some girls, it went really well because some of them, they were just like, you know what, this is like part of me and I've been doing it for a long time and I feel like it's time for me to come up and just own it. A perfect example, I love Katie Forbes. She's been like, she's killing it on OnlyFans, but that's her personality. She likes to dance, she likes to twerk, and she found that niche. And I respect that. But, I mean, some girls, they do it, and they've been, you know, making a living out of that. And it's respected. I mean, it doesn't affect me. I'm not going to go on social media and bash them, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
For doing that. I mean, people need to do certain stuff to make a living. And, yes, it will, a lot of times, it will bite them in the butt. But at the same time, it's like... again, it's really difficult, and but yeah, so it's like there's like certain things that we're educating our girls in terms of that, and in 2021, I'm definitely like organizing a lot of stuff to educate our workers with, you know, contract anything with it has to do with contracts. I don't know, social media, editing videos, all that kind of stuff, because that's another way that they can become their own, you know, business owners.
Cause yeah,
their brand is their business. And just like educating them in that way and opening doors and opening opportunities for them, I think it will go a long way. And this is for workers, for referees, for people in production. I mean, we really want to do something different. I think we want to do something that has never been done before, and with that comes a lot of backlash and a lot of, like, you know, that just criticism because it's new, and when you're doing something new, people are afraid of it. But we're used to it. I'm ready. Well, I have nothing to lose. I have nothing to lose.
Yeah, coming up as a woman in the business anyway, you face these controversies anyway, different things, different times, depending on what's going on in the world. So it's nothing new for women's wrestling, and that the fact that you're willing to go out and put forth more effort to make sure that people know how to handle their own brand is just, it's nothing short of inspirational for some of these women.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, education is empowerment, more than just like giving them a booking. If they want to learn from what we have to offer, there you go. We did something. Even if it's just one person, this person is able to change their life. We're making a change, no matter what, because that person will teach somebody else. And my whole thing is like, be a sister's keeper kind of thing. Like for me, like some people in this business, they went out of their way to help me when I had like the roughest times and in some times in my career. And I'm just paying back that help that they gave me. And then this is what I teach my students. This is what I teach people that I work with, that you have, in order for us to change and change the mentality, we have to help each other. And I'm just saying, oh, let me post a really nice post. No, it's like actually creating change and taking action, which is the hardest part, because we can all criticize and say X, Y, and Z, but putting all the work, they don't want to do it, especially if you're still like working on your own career. Mm-hmm. But I mean, for me, this is the most important part right now, that my name is hot. It's not going to matter when my name is not hot. It's going to matter now, because then now is where I have all the spotlight where yes, I will have a lot more challenges in terms of time, in terms of how I'm going to manage my own stuff. But at the same time, it's like, I got to do it now. Like, I feel like I always felt that way. Even when I first started, it's like, I have that sense of urgency that I have to do things now and not wait until tomorrow. And I wait until next year. It has to be now, because this is where the change needs to happen.
Definitely. And I think with the way the pandemic is, I mean, I think a lot of people are looking at things like that now. Like, these things need to be done more currently than in the future because of the way that the world is just in general. So it's awesome for that. And speaking of your students, I know, or at least I saw, that you are actually a trainer with Jazz and Rodney Mack. How amazing is it to work with those two?
Well, Jazz and Rodney, they're something else, man. They just like really like infiltrating in my life, like, ooh, I was not expecting it. And Jazz is such a strong woman, and she's very similar than I am. Like, she wants to help. Like, she really wants to help him. Her and Rodney, like, they're all about helping each other. And it's just, like, the way that they take their students, they take them to, like, where they have bookings, they take them all, like, drive together and stuff. We treat everybody like family. And when they approach my husband and I about teaching class and perhaps opening a school, I was like, I'm all for it. Like, thankfully, I had the funds to, like, you know, get a ring, and so we can start our little dojo, and it happened, and, like, in 2 months, we were able to, like, make it happen, and right now we're running, yeah, it was really great, but, you know, it's really strange, because, you know, I've been wrestling for 6 years, but I feel like I've been wrestling for 20. There's a lot of things that I have to offer. I've been in Japan, Mexico, Canada, Europe, in 5 different TV shows. I'm active, and I feel like this is a great time to teach, you know, new generations of students, men and women, that that it is possible, but you just have to really work hard for it. And even when I'm teaching class, like, I'm focusing a lot on personal development. Mm-hmm. It's so important in professional wrestling that I feel like in the previous years, maybe like a decade ago, that personal development part, we're like, are you kidding me? You'd be weak, right? Like,
yeah.
Why would you be talking about that? But now it's like, no, if you don't think that way, you're not going to think about yourself as a business. You're just going to think yourself as a wrestler. Mm-hmm. And there's way more than just being a wrestler. This is like what I was just been talking about. It's like being your own boss, using social media properly, learning etiquette, like business etiquette, learning how to like conduct yourself in promotions, all kinds of stuff that 20 years ago that probably was not taught, and now it needs to be taught because times are changing.
Even, well, when I got into the business about 15 years ago, I would even say that that's not even anything. I mean, basically, they showed me the ropes, like, okay, here's how you run the ropes, here's how you take some bumps, here's some moves, okay, out the door and on to the next, basically, especially with women's wrestling, I find.
No, and right now, we are, like, heavily focusing on recruiting women. Like, that's one of our things that we want to do because it's so important to train women the proper way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, like, we have the right way. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you have – tell me how many female coaches do we have in the business?
Oh, I wouldn't say there's probably more than 15, and that's being generous.
Yes, so that's what I'm saying. Like, there's not a lot of women that either take the time or – feel the passion to teach other women and men how to wrestle.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it this weekend. I'm like, how many women are, like, teaching class? I'm like, I don't think that many. I mean, it's a lot of commitment, but again, it's like, it is time for us to start changing things. And this, in one is by teaching others from the beginning. I mean, I have right now 6 beginners. I have a 10-year-old. She's my youngest. And she is, like, one of the most dedicated students I had. Like, she has her math at home. She's, like, studying film, like, promo, everything. She's, like, on everything. And she, like, cuts the most political, women-driven promos ever. I love her. They're great. She's very passionate about
that on your YouTube channel.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have her talk about women's wrestling. She's great. Her father is super supportive. He's there every single night with her. So it's really, really cool. It's really, really cool. It's like a family activity. And then I have 4 guys. And they're just amazing because a lot of these kids come, or these young men and women, they come with, like, with a broken heart or, like, they doubt themselves because people make fun of them for their dreams, which is becoming a professional wrestler because they think that it's dumb. But then when you see them develop, when you see them, like, doing their first proper forward roll, you're like, oh my God, we're doing something.
or just
the fact that they are feeling confident for the first time in their life that's a huge change. And like, I wasn't trained like that. I was trained to be a hard ass, and they had no mercy. So I remember when I first started wrestling, I told my husband, I'm like, I want to be the fastest. I want to be the one who's like, okay, man, like, you can't do a push-up. Move, what, bye. You know, like, I was trained to, like, be the best. I had to be the best because I was training with men. And I want my students to understand, you don't necessarily have to be the best, but you have to do things right. So, and they're, like, understanding that and coming back, which is the most important part, coming back, they feel like they can come back. So a lot of the times when you feel like you don't feel wanted, or you feel like a style of teaching, it's not for you, you leave, and then you will, you know, drop on your dreams and whatever. So, I mean, like I said, I do a lot of self-development. We talk a lot about, you know, being proud of who you are and working on yourself is very important inside and outside of the ring for you not to give up on your dreams.
Absolutely. And because you're training during this whole pandemic situation, has that changed your training situation? Like, do you have, like, one member at a time, or do you still do multiple?
No, here in Texas, we're open 75%.
Okay.
So we're allowed to train. I mean, it is hard to train mixed martial arts with social distancing, but we encourage our students to test themselves, like, every week just to make sure, and we definitely encourage them not to go out into big crowds and not to do a bunch of stuff like that because we had to think about our peers. Mm-hmm. So when there has been any incidents and where some of our students have tested positive, they let us know immediately, and then we all test each other. So, I mean, we've been doing that. Knock on wood, nobody has gotten positive. Mm-hmm. And even the place that we train at, they're very careful about that.
That's awesome. And, I mean, you've obviously been, you know, like you said, you're just now coming out of the gym. You've been training. You've been doing all these things during the pandemic, which a lot of people haven't had access to because depending on where you are in the country, different availabilities to gyms. But, I mean, you've look amazing. Every time I see you on TV, you just, your body and everything that you've done to train is just immaculate. I just got to give you props on that because, like, for me, it's so hard. Like, our gyms here in Quebec are gone. They've been
months.
And it's like for me to go like outside when now it's freezing cold, I'm like, I don't want to do nothing.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I was looking at my pictures from when the pandemic started. My body looks completely different. Mm-hmm. I decided to really take my diet serious. Mm-hmm. And I met a guy. He was a professional wrestler. He was actually one of the first classes of Shawn Michaels. So okay. He used to wrestle with Shawn Michaels. His name is John Hope. And he's like, hey, girl, you want to train with me? Like, you want me to help you with your macros? And I'm like, what are you talking about, macros? Like, what is that? And I talked to him, and he's been like, I've been working with him for like 2-3 months. If I would have like stick to my diet 100%, I wouldn't look the way that I look. I would look even better. But with all the traveling, not sleeping, it's very, very hard for me because I can probably prep for 2 days, and then the last day is just, I don't have any food left. Because yeah. I don't have refrigeration stuff. I mean, it's not an excuse, but I haven't been doing my diligence to really food prep. But my body looks completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And 2021, I just texted one of the girls from AEW. She has an amazing body, amazing, amazing body. From the moment I saw her, like, damn, she looks good. What does she do? And I was listening to a podcast, and they were like, well, if you want to look a certain way, you need to have a picture. And see that picture all the time. See, like, this is what I'm striving for. I just texted her today. I was like, thanks for being my fitness goals for 2021. Cause I'm going to try to look like you, but in, like, 3 foot smaller. I want to look strong. I want to feel strong. And then on top of that, because I don't know when I'm going to fight, I have to be in shape. I have to be in top shape, no matter what. So today, I'm not going to lie, my workout sucked. I was completely out of breath, and I'm like, I need to work harder. My conditioning is not as good as it was 2-3 months ago because I haven't been doing a lot of MMA because of all the traveling.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my goal, is like, stay consistent with that and stay consistent with MMA because I don't know when I'm going to fight. And when they say, hey, we want you to fight this date, I'll be like, okay, I'm ready. So, and again, we are on the TV business, so we have to look a certain way.
Yeah, of course. It's a very cosmetic business. And
yes.
With wrestling and MMA, does that change your training depending on if you're going into a fight for MMA?
Girl, when I'm in fight camp, I train between 5 to 6 hours a day.
Ooh.
So the striking, jiu-jitsu, conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
So January, I have to really, like, lock my day down and where solely I'm going to do conditioning and striking. Then the other days I'm going to do jiu-jitsu and sparring. And then the other days I have to have a rest day or so. But it's like, it's so important. But I'm like, it's crazy because when you don't get no sleep, it's like, I don't know. One of my peers, like, he works overnight. I don't know how he does it. Honestly, it's like the craziest thing. He's in the UFC right now. And I see him, I'm like, man, you're crazy. I just text them, like, every time I see, like, workouts that they do together, I'm like, I miss you guys. I'm like, we miss you too. But they see that I'm working, and they know I'm not slacking.
Yeah,
but, but yeah, girl, it's being in two different disciplines is kind of hard. But, I mean, once I know when my fight is, I just dedicate myself to train MMA 100%. So, yeah.
Awesome. And speaking of being on TV with wrestling, obviously we see you on AEW. You had your little bouts with Serena Deeb, but then somebody else who has been putting their nose in your business quite a bit, we have Britt Baker. And
she has no.
She's really been up in your business.
Well, absolutely. Everybody's on my business. I mean, come on. I'm like one of the hottest talents in the world. My name has been on every week. I'm in some article of whatever sort, which is, like, funny. Because they go on my social media. Oh, such and such said, like, did it? I put a post. Like, calm down. Of course she's going to go and try to get in my business. Because, like I said, I'm one of the hottest talents out there. I will say one of the best wrestlers in the world. She wants a rub out of this. I mean, of course. I mean... I'm gonna whip her ass. I'm gonna whip her ass. Like, what she did on Wednesday was so disrespectful in so many different layers. I tell you, people have a thing to disrespect me all the time. One way or another, I'm trying to be all positive and respectful and stuff, and there she comes with her cucharota, just like trying to steer stuff, you know? Like, taking the paint off my face is like literally taking a mask from a mask wrestler. So yeah, disrespectful.
Yeah, definitely. That's super disrespectful.
And not only that, like, she's been calling me ugly every single time she has an opportunity. Right? It's just like, dude, whatever. Whatever. You know, I did call her.
Have you wrestled before? You and...
Yes, in ROH. We did wrestle before.
Yeah, because I know the first time that you guys got into a brawl, I was like, have these two ever worked together? Because the chemistry that I saw between you two, I was like, I cannot wait to see this go into an actual match because I was so into it.
Yeah, that's probably why, because there's a story.
Well, tell us the story.
Well, we had a number. It was her and Madison Rain, and it was Holiday and I.
Oh,
and
yeah.
ROH. And we were never able to finish because she got signed for AEW. So, I mean, I am a very different wrestler than I was a year ago, like very different in many different ways. So I expect that now that she's been picking a bone with me, that she is ready for what she's about to get, because I don't hold back. I don't hold back for nobody. I'm a 5'3" little bull that is ready to ram somebody and go through that person. That's who I am.
Well, personally, me, if I'm somebody like Britt Baker, who I know is a professional wrestler, obviously she's very talented, but she's going up against somebody who's not only trained in wrestling, but also MMA style. I'm just thinking maybe I'm a chicken shit, but I'm thinking I don't want to mess with you. Okay, we're going to have a match, great, but I don't want to intentionally piss you off to make you even more mad because, like you said, you are that, like, pit bull inside this little container.
Yes, I am. Just like that's, I feel like that's what a lot of people do. Because I'm very respectful, I'm very professional, and they just poking me until I explode. I don't think people really see me mad, like really, they haven't. So she if she keeps going how she's going, she's gonna see me real mad, and something really bad is gonna happen to her.
Well, I'm excited to see where this goes because you two just look like you're going to tear each other apart, and so excited to watch where it goes. But like I said, I don't want to take up too much of your time today because I know that you're busy. You just came from the gym. So why don't you tell everybody where they can find you, and don't forget to let us know about Mission Pro for February 6th.
Yes. So let me start with Mission Pro, February 6th. We're going to be posting the match cards really soon. Tickets are available on missionprowrestling.net is the first thing that pops up on the website. Tickets are available. So you should totally pre-sale. You need to buy those tickets because we close our ticket sales like a week before the show due to COVID, and we don't know if they're going to change like the capacity. So get your tickets now. Also, we are accepting sponsors. You can email us at missionprowrestling@gmail.com. I will be responding ASAP. That's what you guys can do for Mission Pro Wrestling. And also, you can find me at thunderrosa.net. All my new merchandise has been uploaded. I'm about to upload two more things that I haven't uploaded. But, again, thank you. Go and purchase it. I'm not doing a calendar, so I'm just doing pictures on my website. And they're just like I'm selling a certain amount, and that is it. I'm not making them again. I have so many pictures, girl. So many good pictures.
I looked at your website when I was researching.
Yeah, so it's,
you have a lot of great merchandise.
Yes. And we're working on getting even more and better merchandise. So I listen to my customers. So you can find me there. And then on social media, you can find me in ThunderRosa22 on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So, just let me know.
Awesome. Well, Thunder Rosa, it's been an absolute joy to have you on. I can't wait to see what happens with you and Allison Kay, and also with you and Britt Baker.
Well, stay tuned because, like I said, I don't make empty promises.
So there you guys have it. That is Thunder Rosa. Don't forget to make sure to check out Mission Pro, her and Allison Kay in a cage match. I was in a cage match with Allison Kay, but luckily I was on the same side as her. So I don't know. It might be tough for Thunder Rosa. I'm looking forward to this match. So I hope you guys will go check it out as well. That's February 6th, Mission Pro Wrestling in Buda, Texas. And, of course, I am Sassy Steffi. Thank you guys so much for joining me today on Talking Sass. Until next time.
This is Matt Hardy, and you are listening to the VOC Nation.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com.
Since 2012, HIAC Talk Radio has been bringing you the best of independent wrestling and wrestling on the worldwide scale with interviews and other segments, now featuring The Wrestling Historian with Craig Ligon every Thursday night at 6 p.m. at VOCNation.com, or go to your Android or iPhone and type in VOC Nation Radio Network and subscribe to the greatest wrestling podcast network in the world. Listen to HIAC Wrestling Podcast today.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.